Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. 19th G20 summit gets underway at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil with focus on fight against hunger, poverty and inequality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says discussions at the summit can only be successful when challenges and priorities of Global South are kept in mind. Prime Minister Modi also meets several world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews Manipur's security situation for the second consecutive day. 50 additional companies of Central Armed Police Forces to be deployed in the state. Campaigning ends for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. After reaching a feverish pitch, electioneering also concludes for bipolls in 15 assembly constituencies of 4 states. Supreme Court asks Delhi and adjoining states to set up teams to enforce GRAP 4 restrictions. AQI reaches severe plus level in Delhi NCR region. And United States allows Ukraine to use its weapons to strike deep into Russia, reports American media. 19th G20 summit got underway at the Museum of Modern Art in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this evening with focus on fight against hunger, poverty and inequality. Several world leaders and representatives of international organizations are participating in various sessions and deliberating on the priority areas of this year's declaration. The theme of G20 summit this year is building a just and sustainable world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant as G20 Brazil summit as it was in the summit held in Delhi last year." He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development and youth power. He extended India's support for Brazil's initiative for a global alliance against hunger and poverty. The Prime Minister stressed that countries of the Global South are most adversely impacted by the food, fuel and fertilizer crisis caused by global conflicts. He pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the Global South are kept in mind. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was received by Brazilian President Lula da Silva at the venue. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi interacted with several world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Yong, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Later tonight, Prime Minister is scheduled to hold more bilateral meetings. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Sakshi Singh, who is covering the G20 summit in Rio. Sakshi, what significant outcome can we expect from Prime Minister Modi's participation in the G20 summit?
Hi, Abhishek. Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi is part of the G20 summit this year. He is part of the Troika. So definitely his participation will have a lot of impact because his leadership qualities, his political acumen definitely gives a lot of weightage to the Indian point of view here. It's how he appreciated the global alliance against hunger and poverty is something to be seen. He talked about, he appreciated, he congratulated the Brazilian presidency in this regard.
Right, Sakshi. So
a lot need to be seen that how Indi-
Yes, please continue. Yes, so Sakshi.
A lot need to be seen in coming sessions as well.
Yes, so Sakshi, who are the world leaders with whom Prime Minister Modi is likely to hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit?
Abhishek, today it's expected that Prime Minister will be holding bilateral meeting with the leaders from Portugal, Indonesia, Italy and Norway. More details regarding this will be coming out after NEA briefing late this night.
Right. Thank you, Sakshi, for that update. Well, moving on, Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Nigeria. In the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of this month. India has taken the lead among the G20 member countries with an impressive 7% GDP growth rate projected for 2024. MyGov said in a social media post that this achievement highlights country's robust economy, showcasing its resilience and fast-paced growth amidst global challenges. Indonesia is in the second spot with 5%, while China is in the third position with a growth rate of 4.8%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the security situation in Manipur. Sources said the center is dispatching an additional 50 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, to the state. The Home Minister had reviewed the security situation in Manipur in a meeting with senior officials yesterday as well. Our correspondent reports that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra ended this evening. Voting for the second phase of assembly polls on 38 seats in Jharkhand and single-phase polling for all 288 seats in Maharashtra will be held on Wednesday. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters on the final day of the electioneering. In Jharkhand, over 150 election rallies were held in this phase. We have a report.
The campaign witnessed high-pitched promises and accusations from both sides. The NDA leaders focused on issues such as alleged Bangladeshi infiltration, corruption under the Hemant Soren government, unemployment and monthly cash transfer scheme. The India bloc highlighted their cash guarantee for women, youth employment, alleged discrimination against Jharkhand by the center and inadequate fund allocation. The Santhal and Kolanchal regions witnessed a flurry of high-profile rallies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the NDA's campaign. On the other side, Chief Minister Hemant Soren and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi spearheaded the India's bloc effort. With KK Lal, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Maharashtra, political parties made concerted efforts to garner support for the candidates. We have more from a correspondent.
All eyes are now on the 20th of November when polling will be held for the crucial Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. Political fate of 4,136 candidates with 3,771 male candidates and 363 female candidates vying for seats across the state will be determined by more than 9 crore 70 lakh voters. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, District Election Officer Dr. Bhushan Gagrani said that there are 76 critical polling stations in the city and suburbs where less than 10% voting was recorded in 2019 Legislative Assembly polls. He said the District Election Office had conducted sweep programs at the plush locality in Colaba and other critical constituencies where polling was dismal to create awareness and increase the voting percentage. With Ankita Apte, this is Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 15 assembly constituencies in 4 states, along with Maharashtra's Nanded parliamentary constituency, where voting will take place on Wednesday. In Uttar Pradesh, polling will be held for 9 assembly seats. Our correspondent has the details.
High-octane campaigning was seen today in state on the seats where by-elections will be held on Wednesday. Union Minister and RLD President Jayant Singh held road shows in several villages of Mirapur Assembly constituency of Muzaffarnagar, while SP President Akhilesh Yadav addressed a public meeting in Jolly village of Mirapur. AIMIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi also addressed a public meeting in Kakroli village. BJP MP from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan, held a road show in support of the party candidate. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath had already held public meetings in all the 9 assembly constituencies. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Besides, voting will be held for 4 assembly constituencies in Punjab and 1 each in Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections, will be held on Saturday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Supreme Court today asked the governments of Delhi and adjoining states to immediately set up teams to enforce restrictions under Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan GRAP to address worsening pollution levels in the National Capital Region. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said he asked the governments of Delhi and NCR to take immediate call on stopping physical classes after class 12th. Listing the matter for hearing on Friday, the bench said that all possible actions should be taken by the concerned state governments to bring down the severe air quality index. The air quality in Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index, AQI, of 495 as of 7 this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city has recorded the 500 AQI levels. Several train and flight services have been disrupted as air quality in the region worsened, causing low visibility in the region. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said banks should target lending 6.12 lakh crore rupees for financial year 2025-2026 and 7 lakh crore rupees for financial year 2026-2027 to MSMEs. The minister was speaking while delivering the keynote address at the 11th SBI Banking and Economics Conclave in Mumbai today. Its theme was Making Aspiration of Viksit Bharat a Reality. Janjatiya Gaurav Pakhwara has been observed by education institutions across the country to mark the legacy of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The nationwide celebration honors India's rich tribal heritage and the contributions of tribal communities. Our correspondent reports that the government has launched various schemes for the development and upliftment of the tribal communities.
The well-being of the tribal communities has been the constant focus of the central government. Over 1.5 crore toilets have been built in tribal areas over the last decade, improving sanitation and reducing the spread of diseases. The National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission, launched last year, has screened over 4.6 crore tribals. This year, the government has launched the Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan for improving the socio-economic conditions of tribal communities. It covers 63,000 villages and benefiting 5 crore tribal people, aiming at 100% saturation of benefits. Sumit Saha, Vidhaman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A mourning ceremony was held at Akashwani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi today in memory of the chairman of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, Dr. Vivek Deberoy. He was known for his prolific work across economics, culture, Sanskrit literature and history. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, remembered his old days while working with him on policies, discussing about various issues of economy, how they could be addressed.
He was always very sincere, very committed to whatever he did, his Sanskrit translations and all these Puranas and Gita, Mahabharata and so on. But as member of the Niti Aayog or chairman of the PM's Economic Advisory Council, despite of all his other work, literature, economics and all, he was extremely passionate about the official part also.
Guru Ghasidas Tomar Pingla in Chhattisgarh has been notified as the 56th tiger reserve in the country. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav made the announcement in a social media post. Multiple media outlets report that U.S. President Joe Biden has allowed Ukraine to use made-in-America weapons to strike deep into Russia. The reports say the decision comes in response to Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops with its own forces in Kursk's region. On the other hand, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that the U.S. president was further inflaming tensions with his decision. The move comes as President-elect Donald Trump is preparing for the second term with the swearing-in on the 20th of January next year. Meanwhile, 10 people were killed and 44 others injured in a Russian missile attack in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa today. Domestic benchmark equity indices today ended with losses amid mixed global cues, extending the losing streak to the seventh consecutive session. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 241 points to close at 77,339, while the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 79 points to settle at 23,454. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 19 G20 summit gets underway at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil with focus on fight against hunger, poverty and inequality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says discussions at the summit can only be successful when challenges and priorities of Global South are kept in mind. Prime Minister Modi also meets several world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews Manipur's security situation for the second consecutive day. 50 additional companies of Central Armed Police Forces to be deployed in the state. Campaigning ends for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra after reaching a feverish pitch. Supreme Court asks Delhi and adjoining states to set up teams to enforce GRAP 4 restrictions. AQI reaches severe plus level in Delhi NCR region. And United States allows Ukraine to use its weapons to strike deep into Russia, reports American media. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.